Return, O Yahweh, how long?
Shalom and welcome to His Word Heals. Today's program is going to be about Jeremiah 49, destruction in the Middle East before the fall of Babylon in Jeremiah chapters 50 and 51. Did you know that Donald Trump recently declared Israel's sovereignty over Hetzor? We'll talk more about that later. Based upon Scripture, and especially Revelation chapter 12, 15 through 17, I have always believed there will be a major war in the Middle East where many of the Islamic nations surrounding Israel that want to come against the woman, Israel, will be destroyed. This is the flood of nations that come against the woman spoken of in Revelation 12, 15 through 17, that the earth helps to swallow up. Once this war takes place, a lot of real estate will open up, perhaps allowing the return of many Jews and others of us that are grafted into Israel through Yeshua who want to return but cannot right now. Let's start in Revelation 12, verse 1. And a great sign was seen in the heaven, a woman clad with the sun and with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. And being pregnant, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. And another sign was seen in heaven, and see, a great fiery red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on his head. His tail draws a third of the stars of the heaven and throws them to the earth. The dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. Of course, we know this is speaking of the woman being Mary and the child being Yeshua. Then, of course, if the woman is Mary who gave birth to Yeshua, then also in the greater spiritual picture, the woman would be Israel, and the child she is birthing is the body of Messiah. And in an end time fulfillment of the same scripture, as we know that prophecies have more than one fulfillment usually, in Hebrew thought, everything is circular. There's nothing new under the sun. What has happened before will happen again. So an end times fulfillment of this could be the woman being the secular nation of Israel that was born in 1948, giving birth to the end time kingdom of Yeshua when he will rule and reign from Israel. But a lot has to happen between then and his kingdom coming, and that's what we're going to read about today. So in verse 4, when it says, and his tail draws a third of the stars from heaven and throws them to the earth, could this be speaking of a meteor shower if we're looking at signs in the heavens? And we have already done a video regarding this. It's called Sukkot and the Great Draconid Meteor Shower. You can find that at our website at www.hiswordheals.com. Of course, Draco the dragon is the constellation that represents the serpent, the dragon. A draconid meteor shower is a meteor shower that seems to originate from the constellation of Draco. There were two major meteor showers coming from Draco the dragon on Sukkot in 1933 and Sukkot in 1946. So that's very interesting. 1933 would have been the rise of Hitler, which could definitely represent the dragon getting ready to swallow up the child that the woman was going to birth, which could be the new nation of Israel. And then in 1946, of course, was just before this new nation of Israel was born. So please go to our website again, www.hiswordheals.com, and watch the Sukkot and the Great Draconid Meteor Showers for more information on that if you're interested. So with that in mind, and she bore a male child who was to shepherd all nations with the rod of iron, and her child was caught away to Elohim and to his throne. And of course, we know this did happen once when Yeshua was caught away to Elohim, and now he sits at the right hand of our Father. But again, it can be repeated, and the body of Messiah grafted into Israel through Yeshua could also be considered the child. And perhaps there's a time when we will be caught away. This could possibly be a quote-unquote rapture, though I don't believe in the traditional pre-tribulation rapture theory. But there possibly could be a time when this child is caught away to Elohim. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by Elohim to be nourished there for 1,260 days. And there came to be fighting in the heaven. Michael and his messengers fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his messengers fought. But they were not strong enough, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. And the great dragon was thrown out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who leads all the world astray. He was thrown to the earth, and his messengers were thrown down with him. Again, another great meteor shower could be the sign in the heaven that we're looking for. And I heard a loud voice in the heaven, Now have come the deliverance and the power and the reign of our Elohim and the authority of his Messiah, for the accuser of our brothers who accused them before our Elohim day and night has been thrown down. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their witness, and they did not love their lives to death. Because of this rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down to you having great wrath, knowing that he has little time. And when the dragon saw that he had been thrown to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. And the woman was given two wings of a great eagle to fly into the wilderness to her place where she is nourished for a time, times, and half a time from the presence of the serpent. So again, if the great Draconid meteor shower was representative of Satan being thrown to the earth and bringing his angels with him to persecute the woman, this happened in 1933 at the rise of Hitler. He wanted to completely destroy the woman, Israel, the Jews, because she was about to give birth to the nation that we now know as Israel, to rebirth the nation of Israel over in the Middle East, which of course is a secular nation right now, but is definitely an infant in the great plan of Yahweh in the end times. So then after the persecution by the dragon, by Hitler, the Holocaust, where did the woman fly to? There was a program known as Wings of Eagles that helped fly many of the Jews after the Holocaust back to the land of Israel. And unfortunately, I know what some of you are thinking now. Of course, this nation is not welcoming all of Israel. Only the Jews who don't believe in Yeshua are welcomed. But I believe, again, this is the infancy, and the land of Israel, the nation of Israel, is going to have to go through some chastisement before it actually matures into the nation that God has planned for it. So then back to verse 15. And out of his mouth the serpent spewed water like a river after the woman, to cause her to be swept away by the river. Water in Scripture is representative of people. Great bodies of water are representative of nations. So this flood that the serpent is spewing out of his mouth is likely the Islamic nations surrounding Israel, who have stated as much that they want to push her off into the sea. This would be what a flood does. A flood pushes everything off the land into a great body of water. So then this flood would be the Islamic nations that surround Israel right now that want to push her into the sea. Verse 16, And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the river which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. So I believe this is alluding to a time when the Islamic nations surrounding Israel and those that want to destroy her will be swallowed up by the earth or in a great war, which again, I believe, is spoken of in Jeremiah 49. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to fight with the remnant of her seed, those guarding the commands of Elohim and possessing the witness of Yeshua Messiah. So once this great war happens over in the Middle East and swallows up the Islamic nations surrounding Israel, and also, I believe, cleanses a lot of the abominations taking place in Israel right now, the dragon is enraged when his power is taken away over there, and he goes to fight with the remnant of her seed around the world. And this could be one group, those of us guarding the commands of Elohim. We believe in the Torah and possessing the witness of Yeshua our Messiah. We also believe in him that we're grafted into Israel. But this could also be two separate groups that he goes to fight with around the world that are also considered the remnant of her seed. One group, those guarding the commands of Elohim, those practicing Jews who actually practice and believe the Torah of Yahweh. And the second group are those possessing the witness of Yeshua Messiah, the Christians that know Jesus as Messiah, but they don't believe that they need to guard the commands of Elohim. So the remnant could be those two groups that he goes to make war with around the world as well. And this war around the world against the remnant of her seed is what causes the fall of Babylon in Jeremiah 50 and 51. So again, to recap, then after the Middle East war, when the dragon that spewed out the flood against the woman in Revelation 12, 15 through 17, sees that his plan to push Israel off into the sea has been thwarted, he goes after the remnant of her seed around the earth, and probably most especially in the physical end times daughter of Babylon, which I believe describes the U.S. to a T. This causes major wars and destruction of the end times daughter of Babylon, described in detail in Jeremiah 50 and 51. Revelation 18 warns process to come out of her, my people, when Babel is about to fall in judgment. Jeremiah chapters 50 and 51 tell us when the fall of Babylon occurs to let Jerusalem come to our minds because there will be an escape there. So let's read Revelation 18 so that you can see that this end times Babylon can't be any other nation besides the United States. And after this, I saw another messenger coming down from the heaven, having great authority, and the earth was lightened from his glory. And he cried with a mighty voice, saying, Babel the great is fallen, Revelation 18, verse 3, because all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her whoring, and the sovereigns of the earth have committed whoring with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the power of her riotous living. And I heard another voice from the heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. Because her sins have piled up to reach the heavens, and Elohim has remembered her in righteousness, render to her as she indeed did render, and pay her double according to her works. In the cup which she has mixed, mix for her double. As much as she glorified herself and lived riotously, so much torture and grief give to her. Skipping to verse 11. And the merchants of the earth weep and mourn over her because no one buys their merchandise anymore. So a lot of people think that this end time Babylon could be Rome. I think right here is the clue to who it is. The merchants of the earth are weeping because no one buys their merchandise anymore. So this end times Babel definitely has to be a consumer country, and we are the largest consumer and importer of the merchandise of the world, of anywhere in the world. We have great tanker ships delivering goods to us daily at both ends of our country, both the East Coast and the West Coast. And of course, the World Trade Center was representative of all the trade throughout the world going through the United States and New York. So we are definitely the end times importer of goods from around the world. And if Babylon fell, the merchants of the world would certainly weep. And it goes on to list a whole bunch of merchandise that was imported into this end times Babylon. Down to verse 14, and the fruit that your being longed for has gone from you, and all your riches and splendor are lost to you, and you shall find them no more at all. The merchants of these, those who became rich by her, shall stand at a distance for fear of her torture, weeping and mourning, saying, woe, woe, the great city that was dressed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls. And of course, again, some people think this describes the Vatican to a T and the Pope and how they dress and all of that, which it does. And certainly the Vatican and Rome could be tied to this end time Babylon, but the main end time Babylon, the importer of merchandise, the World Trade Center, has to be the United States and cannot be just Rome. For in 1 hour such great riches was laid waste, and every shipmaster and every passenger and sailors and as many as worked the sea for their living stood at a distance and cried out when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what is like this great city? And they threw dust on their heads and cried, weeping and mourning, and saying, woe, woe, the great city in which all who had ships on the sea became rich by her wealth. Again, has to be the United States, cannot be Rome. Down to verse 23. And the light of the lamp shall not shine in you any more at all, and the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall not be heard in you any more at all. For your merchants were the great ones of the earth, for by your drug sorcery, which the King James Version says by your witchcraft, but the Greek word behind this is pharmakia, which of course means drug sorcery. For by your drug sorcery, your pharmakia, all nations were led astray, and in her was found the blood of prophets and set apart ones, and of all who were slain on the earth. Now let's go to Jeremiah 50 and 51, which is also about the fall of Babylon. And I'll just read some excerpts out of those two chapters that parallel with Revelation and tell us what we're to do when we see the fall of Babylon coming. Verse 4, chapter 50, in those days and at that time, declares Yahweh, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Yehuda together, weeping as they come, and seek Yahweh their Elohim. They shall ask the way to Zion, their faces toward it. Come and let us join ourselves to Yahweh in an everlasting covenant, never to be forgotten. Skip down from verse 5 to verse 8. Flee from the midst of Babel. Come out of the land of the Chaldeans and be as rams before the flock, meaning lead the way. Those of us that are ready and see the fall of Babylon coming are to lead the way to Zion. Verse 11. Because you were glad, because you rejoiced, you who plunder my inheritance, because you have grown fat like a heifer threshing grain, and you neigh like stallions, your mother shall be greatly ashamed, she who bore you shall be humiliated. Look, the last of the nations, a wilderness, a dry land, and a desert. Okay, skipping down to verse 16. Cut off the sower from Babel, and him who handles the sickle at harvest time. From before the sword of the oppressor, each one turns to his own people, and each one flees to his own land. So then the farming, the breadbasket of the world, will be cut off. The United States is where much of the world gets its food, and our farmers will be cut off. And when this happens, when the fall of Babylon happens and there's no food here, each one turns to his own people and each one flees to his own land. We are a land of immigrants. Then verse 20 says, in those days and at that time, declares Yahweh, the crookedness of Israel shall be searched for, but there shall be none, and the sin of Yehuda, but none shall be found, for I shall pardon those whom I leave as a remnant. There will be a remnant left of Israel and Yehuda. That also, I think, is a hint at the war that's going to take place in the Middle East first, after which the crookedness of Israel and Yehuda, the northern and southern kingdoms, will be searched for, but there will be none. Down to verse 23. How the hammer of all the earth has been cut off and broken. How Babel has become a ruin among the nations. Again, can't be Rome, has to be the United States, the hammer of all the earth. That would be us. Through our dollar and our military, we are basically trying to control the entire earth, and we punish those who don't go along with our decrees. We are the hammer of all the earth. Down to verse 28. Listen, they flee and escape from the land of Babel, to declare in Zion the vengeance of Yahweh our Elohim, the vengeance of his Hakal. So when this happens, we are to flee and escape from Babel to declare the vengeance of Yahweh in Zion. We are to tell the world that Babel fell because it's the vengeance of Yahweh, the judgment of Yahweh. Verse 29, summon archers against Babel, all you who bend the bow, and camp against it all around. Let no one escape. Repay her according to her work. Do to her according to all that she has done, for she has been proud against Yahweh, against the set-apart one of Israel. Skip to verse 33. Thus said Yahweh of hosts, the children of Israel were oppressed along with the children of Yehuda, and all who took them captive have held them fast. They refused to let them go. This is alluding to, of course, the Exodus from Egypt. The Redeemer is strong. Yahweh of hosts is his name. He shall strongly plead their case so as to give rest to the land, but unrest to the inhabitants of Babel. A sword is upon the Chaldeans, declares Yahweh, and it is upon the inhabitants of Babel, and upon her heads, and upon her wise men. A sword is upon the liars, and they shall be fools. A sword is upon her mighty men, and they shall be broken down. A sword is upon their horses, and upon their chariots, and upon all the mixed peoples who are in her midst, and they shall become like women. A sword is upon her treasures, and they shall be plundered. Again, the mixed peoples who are in her midst. We are the melting pot of the world. Chapter 51, verse 5. For neither Israel nor Yehuda is widowed by his Elohim, Yahweh of hosts, though their land has been filled with sin against the set-apart one of Israel. Flee from the midst of Babel, and let each one save his life. Do not be cut off in her crookedness, for this is the time of the vengeance of Yahweh, the recompense he is repaying her. So again, flee from the midst of Babel. Revelation said, come out of her, my people. Babel was a golden cup in the hand of Yahweh, making drunk all the earth. The nations drunk her wine. That is why the nations went mad. Babel shall suddenly fall and be broken. Howl for her. Take balm for her pain. If so, she might be healed. We would have healed Babel, but she is not healed. Let us leave her and each go to his own land, for her judgment reaches to the heavens and is lifted up to the clouds. Yahweh has brought forth our righteousness. Come and let us relate in Zion the work of Yahweh our Elohim. Polish the arrows, put on the shields. Yahweh has stirred up the spirit of the king of the Medes, for his plan is against Babel to destroy it, because it is the vengeance of Yahweh, the vengeance for his Hakal. Lift up a banner on the walls of Babel, strengthen the watch, station the watchmen, prepare the ambush, for Yahweh has both planned and done what he spoke concerning the inhabitants of Babel. You who dwell upon many waters, again, that would be the United States, from sea to shining sea, we have great waters in the midst of our land and on both coasts. You who dwell in many waters, great in treasures, your end has come, the measure of your greedy gain. Verse 42, the sea has risen over Babel. She has been covered with the roaring of its waves. Is this a tidal wave that we've been warned of on the west coast? And or an invasion from another country with waters again representing peoples? Her cities have become a ruin, a dry land and a desert, a land where no one dwells, neither does son of man pass by it. And I shall punish Bel in Babel, and I shall make him spew out what he has swallowed. and nations shall no longer stream to him, even the wall of Babel shall fall. Come out of the midst of her, my people. Again, repeated in Revelation. And let everyone deliver his being from the burning displeasure of Yahweh, and lest your heart grow faint, and you fear the report heard in the land, for a report shall come in 1 year, and after that, in another year, a report shall come. And violence in the land, ruler against ruler. What are we seeing right now in the news? Republican against Democrat, deep state against deep state. Is this the prophecy that foretells this prior to the fall of Babylon? It says, a report shall come in 1 year, and after that another report, then violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Was the one report the Blood Moon Tetrad in 2014 and 2015, and then another report coming in another year, the 2017 total solar eclipse that crossed the entire United States? Are these the two reports that happened just prior to violence in the land and ruler against ruler? Therefore, see, the days are coming that I shall bring punishment on the carved images of Babel, and all her land shall be put to shame, and all her slain shall fall in her midst. Also, what have we been seeing? A lot of our icons being torn down. Could these be considered the carved images of Babel? Verse 49, as Babel is to fall for the slain of Israel, so for Babel the slain of all the earth shall fall. You who have escaped the sword, go away, do not stand still. Remember Yahweh from afar, and let Jerusalem come to your heart. We're supposed to escape to Zion to declare the vengeance of Yahweh, and we're supposed to let Jerusalem come to our heart when we see the fall of Babylon taking place. But how can we escape back there? There's no place for us right now. They don't want us there. So what has to happen first before we can escape back to Zion, back to Jerusalem? I believe that is the earth swallowing up the flood of nations that surround Israel right now, which will also clean the abominations out of the secular government and land of Israel. So therefore, it totally makes sense to me that Jeremiah 49, which precedes Jeremiah chapter 50 and 51, is all about the war that takes place in the Middle East prior to the fall of Babylon, opening up an opportunity of an escape back to the Promised Land for those of us ready and paying attention and seeking His will in prayer and study of His Word. Here's a summary of Jeremiah 49. Verses 1 through 6 foretell of a major conflict in Rabbah of the Ammonites, which today is Ammon, Jordan, the capital of Jordan. It ends up a heap and a wasteland with her villages being burned with fire, after which it says Yahweh turns back the captivity of the children of Ammon. Then verses 7 through 22 are all about the judgment of Edom, which I understand to be modern-day Saudi Arabia, comparing it to the overthrow and destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Then verses 23 through 29 talk about great destruction in Damascus, Syria, which of course we have been seeing for several years and is still in progress. Verses 30 through 33 are about the king of Babel taking counsel against Hazor and devising a plan against it, which leads back to the headline that I spoke at the beginning of this program. Donald Trump recently declared Israel sovereignty over, and I inserted the word Hazor. Verses 30 through 33 are about the king of Babel taking counsel against Hazor and devising a plan against it. Hazor is the modern area called the Golan Heights. What happened recently in the Golan Heights? President Donald Trump declared that Israel was no longer an occupier, but instead now has sovereignty over the Golan. I wonder if this has anything to do with all of the oil that is supposed to be there, and is this part of the King of Babel's plan being devised against it? Then last of all, in verses 34 through 39 of Jeremiah 49, Elam, which was the area of ancient Susa, or the capital of ancient Persia, in the book of Esther. Susa, or Elam, is broken, and the inhabitants are scattered to the four winds, after which Yahweh turns back the captivity of Elam. Elam today, if my research is correct, let me know if I'm wrong, is located just outside the southernmost edges of both Iraq and Iran, and is called the Elam province. So then, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Syria, the Golan Heights, and the capital of the ancient Persian Empire, which of course encompassed both Iran and Iraq, will possibly all be destroyed in a great war or wars in chapter 49 of Jeremiah, possibly just prior to the fall of Babylon in chapters 50 and 51 of Jeremiah. Don't take my word for it. I hope this short commentary whets your appetite to do more of an in-depth study for yourselves on the fall of Babylon and the wars in the Middle East that will likely precede it, clearing out an area for those of us that are ready, watching, waiting, and praying and studying to escape to just prior to or at the beginning of the fall of Babylon. If you're interested in watching some in-depth Revelation Signs in the Heavens timeline videos, please check out our video page at www.hiswordheals.com. We have two videos. One is called Revelation Signs Teach Us to Number Our Days, and it's basically an introductory to where this theory comes from. And then the second one is Revelation Signs 80 Years If Due to Strength, the theory behind placing the Revelation timeline on a chart, which you can also download from the link below each video, is Psalms 90, which I believe is all about teaching us to number our days until His return, as we are told in Psalms 90 itself, which also says a generation is 80 years if due to strength. 80 years from when Israel became a nation in 1948 and was recognized by the UN in 1949, 80 years later, this generation would end in 2028 and 2029. What are the signs occurring in the heavens over the next 10 years or so? You might be quite surprised, as I was. Check it out. Again, www.hiswordheals.com. Blessings and shalom to all of you and everyone in your homes.